third weekend, you finally get your league or tournament championship, third time's a charm. Talk about your day wrestling.
My first match, I felt a little bit slower, but, you know, I knew the kid I had just wasn't, you know, going to be great. But as the day went along, I felt I got, you know, awake, woken up and started getting into it more.
In the last match there, you wrestled a kid from Ulysses. Kind of looked like kind of that brawler type wrestler at 45, though, but seemed to handle him pretty good. I guess seemed like you've also faced some different styles of wrestling today as well.
Yeah, the last kid I had, I watched him wrestle the Colby kid, and that kid was able to get his wrist pretty easily. So after I watched that, I figured I could tilt him, and I got him once, I think, and, you know, I wrestled him pretty good, I thought. And then that Colby kid, every time I would get a wrist, he'd be able to peel it off. So I was just trying to, you know, work with him and stay on top.
Well, you're 3 weeks in the year, and now you have two weeks off. You have to do a course with Simmer on Tuesday. Is that kind of nice in a way to get maybe a little bit more in condition for regionals?
Yeah, it is. It's going to help. I get a little bit better. I can already tell I'm, you know, surviving a little bit longer, but it's going to be good for that, and then get this ankle, you know, feeling better because it's been pretty sore from these morning runs and all that stuff. But, yeah, I look forward to it.